Good morning, good morning, good morning, the Master Call family. We praise God for each and every one of you. Last week, we spoke on props being pulled for purpose, and there was a little bit more meat left on the bone, so I wanted to finish that teaching this morning and be a blessing to each and every one of you today. Today, we're going to talk about props positioned for purpose. Props positioned for purpose. Ingredients for godly success. Ingredients for godly success. And we're going to talk about those ingredients being commitment, character, and consistency. Props positioned for purpose. Ingredients for godly success. Commitment, character, and consistency. Again, last week we did discuss props being pulled for purpose, and we discussed how often we need a prop when we begin our process, and props in the beginning often help us align ourselves in our correct position and posture, and we defined prop as an object placed beneath or against the surface to keep it from failing or shaking, or simply a support. Another noun version definition for prop found in Webster's Collegiate Dictionary is one that serves as a means of support or assistance. When we are in Christ, one of the most ultimate props of all is in the scripture, which we used the verse last week, Philippians 4:13. Which says, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. But there is still a process, and we're strengthened by Christ from our beginnings to our going through, walking through our valley of the shadow of death, and all the way as we complete our process and fulfill our destiny. See, that includes us first being bad before we become good, our learning curve. And that's where our props come in. See, we also recently last week talked about different props in the natural, like a baby uses a walker as a prop when they're learning how to walk. And adolescents, you know, we all went from our tricycles to our bicycles, and we had the thing called training wheels, which is a prop on our bicycle for support when we were learning to ride our bike. And even if you've ever been to a new building that has beautiful landscaping in the front and it has planted baby trees and they have strings attached to them with a stake in the ground that supports the little tree so it'll begin to grow in the right posture, up straight and strong. And we talked about how some props, they're designed to last longer than others and before they're being pulled away. We even talked about spiritual props. Yes, how props can be used in the realm of the spirit. Again, props are for support and assistance to help us get off to a great start. So God uses spiritual props to bring about divine alignment. And I talked last week about three kinds of divine alignments, props in the spirit. First, we talked about spending quality time in prayer in God's presence. That's a support. And we use scriptures, Psalm 16, verse 11. Psalms 16, verse 11. And then secondly, with the issues and questions of life, we are to always remember to only say what God says about us through affirmations and declarations. And that is when you can't trace God's hand, we must trust God's heart for us. And in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, it talks about trusting completely in the Lord. And then our third spiritual prop we discussed last week for divine alignment is the Word of God. Having a daily diet of God's Word will help us begin our process and have a great foundation for our growth. And when we discussed that third spiritual prop of the Word of God, it had under it four powerful uses for this powerful prop. And we talked about teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training. Teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training. Two positives and two negatives to help us grow up straight and positive. The first prop of teaching, it focuses in on what's right. It focuses in on what's right to align us, to posture us and position us to grow correctly. It secondly was rebuking. Talk about honestly what's not right. We have to be open for constructive criticism, correction, direction. That second prop of rebuking, along the way there are temptations and there are distractions that can cause us to often stray. And we need that correction to bring back into alignment what's not right. You know, like a kid when we're told to sit up straight so our backs don't grow all bent over. We're rebuked, we're corrected because we want to slouch. And then the third prop was how to get it right. That third prop of how do we do the get it right most effectively? Well, first, it was, again, by spending quality time alone daily with Daddy God to get his mind and his will for our lives each and every day. And then after we guard that one-on-one time, never neglecting first you and Daddy God by yourself, then we're all doing another great how to get it right by being on this call daily so that we're fed and strengthened by the preaching and teaching and praying of God's word. And then lastly, with the how to get it right, the how keeps being discussed because we must add the just do it to make this how real. See, remember, it is not the great suggestion. It is the great commission to choose to always be a light, a living epistle daily, sharing and demonstrating the love of Christ in our words and our deeds. When I was teaching yesterday this message, God dropped the scripture, Matthew 7:7, into my spirit, remembering it says to ask, to seek, to knock. But it can also be used and included daily, meaning daily we should be asking God what he wants for us. God, your kingdom come, your will be done in our lives each and every day. And then secondly, we should be seeking out environments that nourish and strengthen us in his word. And then we have to be the aggressor to knock on the doors of opportunity, to daily be a light and a living epistle, to be Jesus's hands extended to a dying and hopeless world. And then the fourth of these powerful props from the word of God is training. We don't want to just get it right. We want to learn how to stay right. See, training is a deliberate effort to maintain and grow even stronger in the things of God. So how do we do that? Well, that leads us to our main topic for today of props which are positioned for purpose. One main thread, one main ingredient for all effective training is consistency. See, that's to daily do, to regularly practice, to routinely act upon. See, that kind of training with natural and spiritual things will cause us to soar to great levels of success and purpose we could never have even imagined. That's when that Ephesians 3:20 of doing the exceeding abundantly more than we could ever ask or think comes in by us being consistent with what we know to do, and then we can fully expect God to do all that we cannot do. Yes, again, this all sounds like discipline, and discipline many times hurts, but it's always the hurt that comes before the healing, both spiritually, emotionally, and physically. So today, our part two is entitled Props Positioned for Purpose, Ingredients for Godly Success. Props Positioned for Purpose, Ingredients for Godly Success. And our ingredients are commitment, character, and consistency. See, in life, in every situation, every challenge, every journey we take, it first involves a made-up mind. Any counselor, guidance, or mentor will tell you we first have to decide in our own hearts and have our minds made up first. See, even when you get instructions to any journey you start, it's always asking you what your why is, what your goals are. It's checking out your mindset. Because we know we have to get that mindset right before we can even crank up the car to start any journey that life wants to take us on. See, every journey starts with the first step, but it cannot end up there. So today, the true ingredients for godly success are commitment, character, and consistency. See, first, there must be a made-up mind followed up with a real commitment to your success. A covenant is a contract, and we need to be willing to make a commitment of covenant to whatever our goal is. As we are emphasizing in our new artist 10-step model, our why should make us cry. It should keep us focused and firm and faithful to our goals. Dr. Robert Shuler wrote a book years ago that still blesses me immensely, which in its title says it all. Tough times don't always last, but tough people do. See, in Isaiah 54:17, it tells us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us shall be put to shame. It didn't tell us that a weapon wouldn't be formed, but it assured us that it would not prosper. So in those tough times, you got to keep going. You've got to stay focused. When I was in seminary in Tulsa, went to higher dimensions, and our bishop used to always say, we got to be like a postage stamp. Take our licking and keep on sticking to the stamp, to the goal, to the message, till it reaches its desired end. So we have to hold up our end of the agreement. So what is that first thread? Stay committed. Be a covenant keeper to our cause, to the goals that we set. Another favorite scripture that I quote over my own self each and every day, Psalms 37:23-24, that says, the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord, and though he fall, he will not be utterly cast down, because the Lord God uphold him with his hand. See, I noticed quickly when I studied, when I did my little exegesis of that little two passages, it said, though he fall, he will not be utterly cast down. Though he fall, took it for granted, we're going to fall. It didn't say if we fall. It didn't say in case you might fall. It didn't say that this is just a backup plan we put on the shelf. It says though we fall, meaning life will cause us some hiccups, some falls, that you will not be utterly cast down. You're going to be tough. You're going to be consistent. You're going to stay committed to your goal and assignment. We've got to become marathon saints. And stop being just a sprint runner. Stop just wanting that 100-yard dash, wanting that microwave quick fix. Be ready for your 440, your 880, your mile run. That's why the devil so easily defeats us, because he knows if he puts a couple of hindrances in the way, many of us, unfortunately, have thrown in the towel and don't complete the task before us. See, how do you keep staying focused and committed? You rehearse the victory in your mind. Unfortunately, the world has this down better in motivational and inspirational circles versus the Word of God. The Word of God gives you a clear scripture in Romans 4:17, talking about when Abram was prophetically called Abraham. You have to call those things that be not as though they were. In other words, yeah, make your dream board. Quote the affirmations daily to keep focused and faithful. Put that desired car on your refrigerator. See that dream house. See yourself walking out, not just the things, but in the assignments, the positions, the vocations that God has promised us. You be a marathon runner to say you're going to run on, as the old folks say, and see what the end's going to be. Remember, our theme is props, position for purpose, ingredients for godly success, commitment, character, consistency. I love to call those permanent props. Those are the props that you want to keep in your life all the time. See, after you've officially decreed your commitment, let's make sure we have all the necessary tools for our journey. See, what are you working with? What are your true motives? Are you sold out because it's a God idea and not just a good idea? We always go to Galatians 5, that 22nd through 23rd verse, and encourage ourselves to do a fruit check. See, we love to run over to 1 Corinthians 12 and look at the gifts, but before we open any gifts, let's see what our heart's about with our fruit check. And a true character check is our fruit. We want to examine it before we start. See, make sure your foundation is the agape love of Christ, that 1 Corinthians 13 foundational, unconditional love. Then we got to notify our faith. The joy of the Lord in Nehemiah 8:10 is our strength. And through the journey, as you're climbing on to purpose, you got to keep your peace. That Isaiah 26:3, the peace that surpasses even all of our understanding. And know that there's going to be some hiccups. There's going to be some fiery darts hurled at you. You got to be long-suffering, the tough people that last in spite of. But then you want to always have the other fruit of gentleness. It's not what we say often, it's how we say it. The Ephesians 4:15, that's the text of my ministry of Gathering of the Eagles Ministries, is to speak the truth in love so that people feel the love, the cloak of God's love and mercy and grace, even when we're doing and saying the hard things. Then the goodness. Do it because it's the right thing to do, the goodness of God. Many people are good who are not saved, but we should have the anointing of the goodness of God in our actions, our thoughts, and our deeds to look for the best, to look for the positive. Then that other fruit of faith. Faith means confident expectation, to trust, to have the eyes of faith, to see through the corridors of heaven where God is taking us. And to have the long-suffering faith to say, I'm going to hang in and do this and complete this through everything. Have the meekness. You know, meekness means strength under restraint. And we want to have that gentle giant strength where we don't have to be loud and boisterous and walk all over, talk all over people. We can speak softly and soundly. And everyone knows, they have spoken in that still small voice. And then the last fruit that we want to make sure we have for our godly character is temperance. Temperance means self-control. Control yourself, meaning God gives us the ability to quit lying to yourself, saying, oh, I just couldn't help it. Oh, you can help it because you have control of that spirit inside of you, and you must choose to control yourself. See, we got to make up our minds to repent where we've been weak and begin the process to make these areas strong so our character will be strongly rooted and grounded in God's word. We're talking about props positioned for purpose, ingredients for godly success, commitment, character, consistency, the permanent props. And the last but most important ingredient is consistency. The daily, the day in, day out, the showing up every day, the being constant, firm, and faithful to a thing, just being a rock steady, reliable player. How many times have we made a commitment to God, to ourselves, and did not stay consistent to follow it through to completion? Forget about others. We don't even keep promises we make to ourselves and to God. And for that, we must repent and make up our mind to do better so we'll be better. And that's why we take so much time with commitment to ensure at least a fighting chance to mold the godly character developed through this discipline of consistency. What's consistency? Daily. Reading your word to strengthen your faith muscles in God's gym of confident expectation. See, that's the perfecting in the Hebrew. That's the maturing in godly consistency. Daily confessing scriptures. Say what the word says about you over your life so you're fortifying your destiny. It's perfecting, maturing us in godly consistency, daily spending quality time in prayer to get the hot off the Holy Ghost press strategies from heaven to get that 1 Corinthians 2:16, the mind of Christ. It's the perfecting, the maturing in godly consistency, and daily practicing his presence so you'll know for yourself how he moves in you, how he speaks through you, how God flows through you. It's the perfect perfecting the maturing in godly consistency. Today, we want to develop the props which are positioned for purpose, the ingredients for godly success, commitment, character, consistency. These are the permanent props that God wants us to station in our lives so that we will always embrace his kind of success, godly success, now and forevermore in our lives. And we seal this word that it is done and it is so in our lives. Amen and amen.